Hello, everyone, and welcome to our newest episode, where we dive into the intricate web of tech developments. Kicking things off, we have a critical alert from CISA on a severe Citrix vulnerability. Let's get to the heart of this pressing tech issue.
That's right. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is sounding the alarm on what they're calling Citrix Bleed 2. This vulnerability in the Citrix NetScaler allows hackers to remotely exploit devices and access sensitive credentials. Organizations are under a tight deadline to patch up systems.
Wow, that's pretty concerning. Can you break down the technicalities for us? Why is this so pressing?
Absolutely. Citrix Bleed 2 affects federal departments greatly relying on Citrix systems for remote access. Much like its predecessor from 2023, this flaw is being actively exploited in hacking campaigns. CISA's urgency reflects the potential widespread impact.
I can imagine. The landscape of cybersecurity is tense enough as it is. How might this reshape current digital defense strategies?
Organizations will likely ramp up immediate security audits and refine their patch management. It's a reminder of the increasing frequency and sophistication of such threats.
From vulnerabilities in cyberspace, let's shift gears to the strategic silence in venture capital. What's Sequoia Capital's new approach all about?
Sequoia Capital is taking a quieter road as they focus on long-term growth rather than immediate gains. This stems from a recent episode where partner Sean McGuire faced criticism over an inflammatory social media post.
Is this silence a strategic move for a venture capital giant? What could be the implications?
Definitely strategic. Sequoia's waiting for the controversy to simmer down seems to have buffered potential fallout. However, it's a precarious line that could risk reputational damage with any misstep.
Such a balance of risk and reward there. Speaking of bold moves, Firefly Aerospace is landing its ambitions on public markets. What's the scoop on their IPO?
Firefly Aerospace has filed for an IPO as it looks to push its lunar and orbital ambitions. With recent achievements like a lunar commercial landing, it's equipped with significant cash, albeit shadowed by some debt.
Securing a public foothold in the burgeoning space industry is ambitious. How does Firefly plan to navigate its financial challenges?
The IPO aims to bolster its capital significantly. Despite operational losses, Firefly states they have enough liquidity for at least the next 12 months, highlighting the speculative and rapidly evolving nature of the space sector.
Incredible to see space ventures on these trajectories. From the stars to AI intrigue, Windsurf CEO has made a significant leap, hasn't he?
He has. Varun Mohan, CEO of the AI coding startup Windsurf, is now part of Google. This comes as OpenAI's $3 billion deal to acquire Windsurf fell through, pivoting many Windsurf talents to Google DeepMind.
What a dramatic turn of events. What prompted this shift, do we know?
It's reported that Windsurf had concerns about its technology merging with OpenAI due to their agreement with Microsoft. Google's $2.4 billion licensing deal presents a more strategic, non-exclusive path forward for Windsurf.
Fascinating dynamics in the tech talent war. But speaking of OpenAI, they've delayed an anticipated release. What's going on there?
Indeed, OpenAI is again postponing the release of its open model. Citing further safety tests needs, CEO Sam Altman says they're being cautious about potential risks associated with releasing the model's weights freely.
The caution is understandable given past incidents. What can developers expect while waiting?
Developers eagerly awaiting this model's release are in a holding pattern as safety protocols are reassessed. OpenAI remains committed to transparency, underscored by its ongoing work on GPT-5.
Careful steps in AI can guide its immense potential safely. While AI is our focus, Stanford's recent study has raised eyebrows on therapy bots. What's the concern there?
Stanford's findings indicate that popular AI chatbots like ChatGPT could inadvertently fuel delusions or give harmful advice, raising ethical concerns for AI's application in mental health.
A sobering reality indeed. How might this affect the chatbot industry?
This reveals an urgent need for stricter regulation in AI therapy validation to prevent misuse in sensitive applications. Seeking nuanced AI integration remains critical.
Absolutely essential in such stakes. Finally, let's lighten the air a bit as TechCrunch All Stage is around the corner. What's in store?
TechCrunch All-Stage promises insightful sessions, particularly focusing on fundraising and AI-powered operations with a host of industry leaders. As ticket prices are set to rise, now is the perfect time to secure a spot.
Sounds like an exciting gathering. Always a pleasure exploring these intricate tech weaves, but sadly, that's all we have time for today. Until next time, keep those tech pulses racing.